101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLAACRRMMDRAPAHAFNA.
The CIA.
Or any of them, they're A's. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Some of us don't speak at all.
As you're about to see. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
She was ready. You guys don't know, but Shelley was in the middle of taking pills or eating or drinking or something. Was going to catch her.
Shelley was in the middle of popping pills when the show started.
What kind of pill were you taking?
For Advil and my muscle relaxer.
Dilated?
Dilated, yeah, no.
Yeah. I love when she was in the hospital that time. I'm talking to her on the phone, and they couldn't give her Vicodin or whatever. It makes her sick, and she was having pancreatitis.
No, they couldn't give me morphine because I'm allergic to it.
She's having pancreatitis, and right in the middle of talking to me, suddenly she's just not there anymore. I mean, like, she's gone. And I'm like, okay. You know, you talk to her in the morning, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, fine. I'm like, what happened last night? And you're like, what do you mean?
What? What?
I go, they give you some med that worked? And she goes, yeah, they gave me something. I don't know. It's called Dilaudid or something. I'm like, Dilaudid? She's like, yeah. I'm like, was it good? She's like,
I don't know.
It's the holy grail of pain meds. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if it was good. Knock me out.
I was down within minutes.
I'm like, it was good then.
I did not like that.
That's good stuff.
I didn't like the Demerol either.
How was everyone's day? How was your day, Mark?
My day was good. How was your day, Bruce?
My day was I went and visited my dad in the hospital, which is always a little bit of a drag. I mean, actually, he looked pretty good today, but he, you know, I mean, I'm used to him being this robust kind of guy, and he's not so robust looking, but...
It wasn't a drag because you had to go see him. It was a drag because you hate seeing him like that.
Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't a drag to go and see him. It's a drag because I hate seeing him there. But, you know, I mean, he was happy to see me. Mom was there watching movies. He had a little DVD player in there and stack of movies. All legally bought, I might add. And that was it. What about you, Shelley? What'd you do? Besides...
Tried to do housework.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I don't think anybody on the show knows what happened to Shelley.
No, the reason why I'm taking 4 Advil at a time?
Yeah, like, why don't you expound on why you're taking muscle relaxants?
No, because 700 attorneys are going to email us.
No, there was an accident at work, and I got hurt. That was last Thursday. My neck has gotten worse by the last couple of days.
Any ambulance-chasing attorneys out there that want to represent Shelley and her huge lawsuit against the city?
Ignore me,
please. Email the show.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Whiplash Shelley.
That's wrong. It's not whiplash.
I know, but you got the neck brace on.
Yeah,
no,
I got the neck brace on.
That's your new nickname.
That's
now.
Right.
Whiplash?
Whiplash Shelley.
I tried to call on you to share last night and called on Whiplash.
Were you trying to call on me?
Yeah.
Because there were like 3 names floating around. And I
was trying
out.
To call on you and
she was calling on you.
The speaker was calling on me.
And you were calling on me. And yeah. I thought she was calling on Bruce. So I turned to Bruce. And Bruce said, no, Shelley. And then I was like, what? And then she said, no, I'm calling on you. It was like a little cluster fork.
I told Shelley, though, when you said, are there any burning desires? I go, watch, here comes Lee.
And he came in.
I was staring at Lee. That's all I cared about was that Lee got to share.
You know, I was thinking about something. You and I, Bruce, were talking about, like, our favorite parts of the show. We were talking about the boozy news and stuff, and you said the boozy news is your favorite part of the show. And frankly, I think the boozy news is probably everybody's favorite part of the show, but they justify being able to point and laugh at weird stories in the news by saying they're listening to a recovery show.
Yeah, clearly.
So as long as we stick in, we could make the recovery part shorter and make the booze news longer.
I don't think we can make it any shorter.
Yeah, we already made it pretty short.
Well, as long as we had like 5 minutes worth of...
That's about what we
so
have.
So how's your
it's
recovery going?
We end up with.
No, we get about 15
minutes. I
remember
minutes. When the boozy news was 15 minutes, and now it's the boozy news like 28 minutes.
No, it's not 28 22. Minutes.
It's 22 minutes.
Somewhere between 17
hey,
and 22.
When we did 15 minutes of recovery last time, we ended up with an hour show. So there you go. That's like 45 minutes of boozy news and jingles.
Okay.
Oh, by the way.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Sweet.
A little silence there while we maneuver things around. Here is your soda.
You can dance with me, baby.
I love the fact that when Shelly goes to turn, she can't turn her head to look at me.
Yeah, this should actually be fun
this
during
is,
the boozy news.
This is not good.
And actually, my soda is actually the one that's sitting next to you.
Okay.
That's open.
Let's see. Care. We have shout-outs to Bill.
Bill? Bill!
Breezy.
Yes, there's a shout-out to Breezy DeBreezy.
Bill
yes.
and Breezy.
And
light and easy.
I think Fran sent one in.
Oh. Sarah just doesn't do crap anymore, does she?
Nope.
Sarah's busy.
Sarah's not busy.
Okay, in Lecter County, Kentucky.
Fontucky?
Oh, this one was from... Oh, this is the breezy one. Okay. A combination of chocolate and peanut butter proved too much for one Kentucky man. Andrew Toothman, 22, was taken into custody after being found inside the supermarket naked and covered in chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
He was a Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was.
Police say in addition to the chocolate and peanut butter, Toothman was wearing a pair of black boots. So he wasn't completely naked. He wasn't. Okay, this is bad. He wasn't completely
extra,
naked.
Will you?
I mean, yeah, he was wearing boots. He also smeared NyQuil all over the place. I'm sure he also drank some of it. He's being held on a single count of burglary, criminal mischief, and 2 counts of indecent exposure. Although, how can you be indecently exposed if you're completely covered in chocolate and peanut butter?
I think it's probably not that completely covered.
Yeah. Well,
I think there's still distinguishing marks.
You know why he was covered in chocolate and peanut butter?
There next to you, Sean.
Oh, thank you. Why?
Because he couldn't find any jelly.
That's probably it.
You know what else would have been good? Some of that marshmallow stuff. That jet
or, like slice a banana and just place the banana circle strategically.
It would have been really good. He could have put marshmallows on them. We could have lit them up. Like making s'mores.
S'mores?
Yeah.
Gives a new meaning to the phrase Burning Man.
Dude, I'll tell you. You know what? You remember when you were a kid? It's like nothing burns quite as dramatically
as
a
marshmallow.
Man, that thing just gets going. It's like, and you can't. You stick it on the graham cracker thing with the chocolate, and the first bite is like napalm.
Yeah.
You're like, it's stuck to like your lip.
Well, if you don't pay real close attention when you put between the graham crackers and you pull.
Oh, yeah.
Then the outside comes off in the graham crackers. The inside stays on the little implement you use to burn it with.
Yeah, that coat hanger.
Yeah, and you reach for it with your hand by mistake, and you burn your fingers.
Yeah.
No, the best part of s'mores is...
And then you do a bunch of cocaine so you can... Get rid of the pain.
No. The best part of s'mores is you just forget the graham cracker, forget the chocolate. You just catch the marshmallow on fire, let it burn for a while, then blow it out, and then blow a few times, and then stick the whole thing in your mouth.
How many times?
You know what? I like.
Okay.
I like to eat just the marshmallows.
Yes, just
and
the
you know
burning
what,
marshmallows.
Me, they got to be sort of burnt.
Yes, yeah. Totally burnt.
You got to have a. And you know how unhealthy that probably is for you? It's like, let's see if I could put extra carcinogens in this, you know.
Yeah.
Char it.
Let me take pure sugar and make it carcinogenic and stick it in my system.
Yeah. Especially me, diabetic. It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. There is an unfortunate pharmaceutical recall going on. Oh, Sarah did send this one. She sent one. Okay.
All right. Sarah, you get a reprieve. One show.
Pfizer announced that they were recalling 1 million birth control pills because some of them were packaged incorrectly and may not prevent pregnancy.
Wow.
Oops.
That's some lawsuits waiting to happen, right? You know, man.
9 months from now, there's going to be some surprises.
They don't guarantee success.
No, what they did was they took some of the active pills and accidentally packaged them in the 1 week out of the month that's inactive and then switched those pills out. So you think you were taking an active pill when you weren't. Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay.
1 million pills.
My daughter's on the patch.
1 million pills.
Okay. In Frank...
Worth $1 billion.
We got another Kentucky story. In Frankfurt, Governor Steve Beshear...
Frankfurt, Kentucky?
Yes. Frankfurt, Kentucky. You've never heard of Frankfurt, Kentucky?
No. I've heard of Frankfurt, Germany.
I could be wrong, but I could be wrong, but I think Frankfurt is the capital.
I've heard of Frankenfurter from no,
wait. As opposed to Lexington.
As opposed to Lexington, Kentucky. Frankfurt.
You could be wrong.
Okay.
But you might not be.
At any rate,
that'd be funny if it's right.
Governor Steve Beshear says that the bourbon industry has done its best to overcome the economic recession in Kentucky.
I'll bet they
the
have.
The bourbon industry during this recession has grown by 50%.
That's because everyone's depressed, they're out of a job, and they're drinking.
Beer sales are down, though.
The annual payroll of the bourbon industry in Kentucky is $167 million.
That's pretty low.
Well, still employing quite a few people.
Yeah, hell yeah.
50%. Okay, I have a Tracy Morgan story.
The comic from Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Or formerly from
Saturday Night Live? Wow, watch how much I don't care about this one.
He's taking a beating in the press because apparently his mother, who's 61 years old, has been injured. And she can't work, so she's lost her job. And she's about to lose her house, and he won't give her any money. And everybody is saying that he is a terrible son. He's totally ungrateful, blah, blah, blah. So his sister is going on Twitter and everything and calling him names and stuff.
Wait, somebody's losing their house?
I'll tell you, Tracy Morgan, you know, of all the people I've seen on Saturday Night Live, he's the guy that I look at. I mean, yeah, he's like an okay, likable guy, but I don't find him particularly funny. I don't really like any of the characters he does, and I'm like, really? Somebody lost their position for him. And I know he's popular because he's on that show. What's the show that's got Alec Baldwin in it? Real popular show right now.
30
TNA
Rock.
And is that what it is? Yeah. I mean, he's on that show. He's popular on that show. I don't get it.
Never has somebody gone so far with so little.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
In Vermont, inmates had...
Is it Dusseldorf, Vermont?
No.
No, Munich.
Inmates have had the last laugh on Vermont police on the... correctional facility that makes, you know, they make the little license plates, decals for police cars, stuff like that.
I saw
well,
that.
Well, on the decal that's that goes funny. On the police cars that has the state shield on it, it has a cow on the thing.
Uh-huh. And it already sounds good.
It's one of those black and white like Holstein cows.
This.
They made one of the black spots on the cow in the shape of a pig, and it went on all the police cars.
In the shape of a pig?
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, yeah, you think it's really funny, but that's going to cost the taxpayers a whole bunch of money to fix it.
It was 14 of them.
They should leave it that way.
It was 14 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to say,
how
big a police department is it?
Actually, police said 60 of the decals would have to be removed.
60?
Oh, there are
60.
More than one spot on the car. There's probably
there's
like
one on each
on
side.
One
on each side,
yeah.
30 cruisers sported the design.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Covina probably doesn't even have 30 cruisers.
That's funny.
I don't know. Okay, now we have the Demi Moore story.
They
one
put
of
a
them.
They should have put a cross on the thing instead.
Okay, let's hear what's going on with Demi, because
Demi getting
I hear
better.
She's been partying like crazy.
Is Demi getting better?
Not really. Okay, we all know that she's gone into rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what she went into rehab for?
No.
Whippets.
Huh?
Whippets.
Whippets?
She was
That's
doing
what she
whippets?
Was doing. She was doing whippets.
Wow.
Really?
Canisters and canisters of nitrous oxide a day.
Oh.
Wow.
She was doing whippets. How do you get addicted to whippets?
Oh, you know what? It's like she's doing like from Cheese Whiz or
you
something.
You know what you have to do? You have to whip it good.
Into shape.
Shake it up.
Get straight.
Dr. Robert Gladner,
move ahead.
Who was consulted for the story.
Not too detected.
To whip it. I'm sorry, were you doing something with Shelley?
Give me more.
Okay.
We're just on our own little roll over here, Shelley. Don't worry about it.
I noticed that.
You can't glare at us because you can't turn around.
That's right. We can't even see if you're pissed.
Oh, yes, we can.
Dr. Robert
Gladner.
No, the your number one signal gave me the clue.
Are we ready to hear about what Dr. Robert Gladner says?
Not really.
Are we?
He was an emergency medicine physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, who was consulted for this story, said that he generally does not see people come in with a whippet addiction. He said most people don't, that nitrous oxide is not technically an addictive substance, but he said that she's probably doing other things. She said if she's doing nitrous, she's probably doing other things. We just don't know about it.
No shit, Sherlock. He should pay us to do a study on that.
But apparently she was doing multiple canisters per day. And she wasn't doing like Cheese Whiz or anything. Because you know those whipped cream things that you put the... They have little cylinders of nitrous oxide that you stick in them. And then you put the cream in the can. They use them at Starbucks. Those were the things that she was inhaling.
She was studying for her next role.
Yeah.
Daisy Duck.
As a dope fiend.
Daisy Duck. That'd be helium, but that's okay.
Yeah, that would be helium.
That's okay. Same difference.
I'm like, Daisy Duck.
Big party on the beach at Marina Del Rey.
Why weren't we invited? We could have done a live remote.
We could have.
There were 30 bales of marijuana that washed up on the shore.
Holy crap.
Ooh.
Estimated to be worth $500,000.
That's a party.
The bales were fished out of the sea with the help of lifeguards and fishermen and were turned over to U.S. Customs. All except for two.
It's hard to smoke.
And where did the two go?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. No, I believe it.
Yeah.
You think the lifeguards turned them all in?
They're drying them out.
Well, no. If they were floating, then they were probably covered in plastic.
You know. That one of those lifeguards ripped the side of that thing over, just grabbed a handful of bud.
Probably.
Just grab a whole bale and then call it in. If you get caught with it, you're getting them out.
Oh, yeah. No, we were taking them out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Protecting the public.
Also in Los Angeles, police say that several people dressed as movie characters on Hollywood Boulevard got into a brawl that ended up with Captain Jack Sparrow being pepper sprayed.
Nice.
Johnny Depp, the character...
Was Spider-Man in on it?
No, but one of the other people that got injured in the melee was Catwoman and nice. and a random alien.
And a random what?
Alien.
And a random alien.
When the guys from 8 Days Clean came down, we went down there and they were tripping out because, you know, Spider-Man's there taking pictures with people and Batman. I could just see it. Captain Jack Sparrow going toe-to-toe with Spider-Man.
Jack Sparrow was treated for minor injuries. No other arrests have been made.
He had a sword slash.
Yeah.
That is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back, Shelley. To the same old place that you laughed about.
So what's the topic? What was it?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, well, this will be a long show for you guys because I'm not going to be here.
94 and 87 or something like that? I don't know.
94 and 87?
Yeah.
Could we make them do that? I don't think so. We can't even get them to do 90 and 90.
We should talk about that.
Okay, so talk about that.
What do you think
talk
about
amongst
that,
yourselves.
What do you think about that,
I'm
Shelley?
I'm so clumped. Talk amongst yourselves. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Shelley?
I think it's not in the book.
Okay.
Of course, they only had, you know... Right, what do they call it?
In which book?
In the big book. I think
or
in the big book...
You say the book like it's the only one.
I know, it's not. I think in the big book, it talks about that they had frequent gatherings at one of the members' homes,
yeah,
but it
they,
didn't
they'd
say...
set aside one night a week.
A week, yeah. They didn't have meetings per se when the book came out, so... So 1990 would not have been a concept that they espoused.
That's actually very true.
Until you'd worked all the steps, you couldn't even go to those meetings.
Well, that's because back then they sat you down, you worked the steps. Like 5 days later, you were all new.
I think the original meetings were at homeboy and homegirl's house who weren't even alcoholics.
No, they weren't.
And they dedicated their home to the work, and they were casual meetings of just like hanging out and drinking coffee. And they weren't even meetings then. They were just, they set aside their house for one night a week for a little gathering of people. And then as it grew, then people started to establish
a god
more
night
meetings.
A gathering of drunks.
It was like a gaggle. A gaggle of drunks.
A gaggle of geese.
Now, see, I did more than 90 meetings in my first 90 days, but I was living on the roof of the club.
Mm.
So I really didn't have anything better to do. When you're living at the Alano Club,
mm-hmm.
The only way you're going to get free food is if you hang out with people like right before breakfast and right before lunch and right before dinner.
I probably did 70 or 80 and 90.
I'm 100% positive that I did at least three a day. Sometimes four, but I could bank on 270 for sure.
I think the only night, the first 90, I think the only night I didn't have meetings was Wednesday.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I had them every day. Every day. Attitude adjustment, afternoon meeting, and at least one of the meetings at night. And a lot of times there was two. There'd be like one that started at 6:30 and then one that started at 8:30. I did a bunch. Now, is it a necessity? I doubt it. I mean, it's a good idea to go to a lot when you're new. I don't know if you went to 75. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I could get half the guys I sponsor, if I could get them to do 60 meetings in 90 days, I mean, pretty good. The bottom line is if you did 12 meetings and you were serious and you really wanted to get sober, you'd probably stay sober.
Well, let me ask the question, though. Why is it a good idea? Because if you've got somebody that's what they call a raw recruit, they don't know anything. They don't know any better.
Yeah, where are they going to learn?
And from a sponsor. Hook them up with it. Wouldn't it be better to hook somebody up with a sponsor, get them actually working the steps? Then they have some basis upon which to be able to filter some of the crap you hear at meetings and also contribute a little bit more.
My sponsor is the one that told me to do 90 and 80.
I'm just putting it out there as an idea.
I don't think he wanted me to go to his house 90 times in 90 days. He's like, yeah, go do a bunch of meetings. What do you think, Mark? Should people do it? Do they have to do it? Is it good to do it?
I think it's bad advice.
Yeah?
Yeah. I read an article recently, and they were talking about the 90 and 90. They were talking about the whole ad, the way the program, we call it progressed, I kind of call it digressed, but, you know, and I mean, all the way along the lines of somebody new came in, and they sat down in the morning, and by the end of the day, they were making amends, and they had been taught about the 10th, 11th, and 12th step, all in a day. Then they started their...
Sounds really similar to Bill and Bob.
Yeah, then they started their beginners meetings, and they were doing the first three steps, and then they did, in the week in between, they did four, and then they did five, and so it took them like 3 or 4 weeks.
Who were they doing them with?
People who were already there. Sponsors. Elders. Those of knowledge.
The elders should.
Then recovery homes came along and insurance companies, and all of a sudden recovery took 28 days. And now it's like, you know, 90 meetings in 90 days, it's just, it's really hard because think about some of the people who come into the program.
When I was
a mother, single mother of five with two jobs, you have to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. When holy crap, how am I going to do that?
28 days, they didn't have us work a single step.
Yep.
They introduced us to meetings, they took us to meetings, we had groups. We didn't talk about steps at all. They said, you need to get a sponsor to work the steps. Because I'll tell you what. Yeah, 28 days of recovery.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Hmm. Remember Schick?
Yep.
You know, 14 days and a couple of weekends.
Yep.
And you're cured. Aversion therapy.
Maybe you were.
Didn't work for me, but might have worked for some people.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just 90 meetings in 90 days. Look, go to a meeting. Don't drink or use no matter what. And then go to another meeting. If you're here at 90 days, whatever you did, if you went to two meetings in 90 days and you're still clean and sober, you did it right. If you went to 100 meetings in 90 days and you're still clean and sober, you did it right.
Yeah. Yeah, go to as many meetings as you can.
90 and 90, you know, it became a catchphrase, you know. You go to 90 meetings in 90 days. Why not go to 72 meetings in 72 days? Why was it 90 and 90? Who arbitrarily played God and picked that number out?
I think it should be 70 meetings in 23 days. Maybe it's because it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. 100 to 100.
Yeah, 90 and 90 sounds better.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shelley?
I don't tell my sponsees 90 and 90. I tell them that they need to go to specific types of meetings. That my suggestion to them is that they find a book or step study, and that they find a women's meeting that they're comfortable in, and then...
I wish my sponsor would have told me that.
I never found a women's meeting I was comfortable in.
I feel like my suggestion is that you need to cover the basics. You need the study meeting, and you need a meeting where you're just with, you know, your kind. So, because...
You mean assholes?
Your kind?
Assholes?
Wow.
What, are you saying women are assholes?
No, I'm saying my kind.
Well, no, people share differently when they're
didn't
in a state of
didn't we stop telling people that hang out with their kind, like after Dr. Martin Luther King?
Yes.
People share differently when they're in a segregated meeting, like women and men's meetings. When you're in a mixed meeting, you share differently than when you're with people that, when you're just with women.
That's because there's no women for the men to impress. I know people that wouldn't even share if it was a men's stag.
Woman walks into a men's stag, seven guys volunteer to go outside and talk to her. Guy walks into a women's stag.
Get out of here.
You get screamed at by all of them.
This is a women's meeting. You have to leave.
I was actually going to speak at a marathon slot, and I got there 5 minutes early. And I walked in the room, and the slot before mine was a women's stag. And you'd have thought I walked in with explosives strapped to my chest.
Yeah, you would have thought that they were sitting there with their knickers all showing.
Yeah.
Yes, but the problem with that is that technically, if you are calling yourself this is for AA. If you're calling yourself an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, you can say that you're a women's stag meeting, but if a guy comes in and says he actually needs a meeting and there isn't another meeting at that time or available, you have to let him in or you can lose your charter.
That is correct. Matter of fact, they did it at the men's...
Yes.
Rogers 12 and 12 study, which is like everybody in there has got like sobriety as old as dirt. I mean, Roger, my sponsor with 27 years, is like kind of
middle of the road.
Yeah, kind of like medium, you know. I mean, there's the guys in there, a bunch of guys with over 30. And
still a little bit of a pinkish cloud.
40, and they had some woman showed up one time. Now, I think it's probably different. Men will always invite a woman in, but they told her, yeah, she could come in and sit down and share.
Yeah, you can't do it because the only requirement is a desire to stop drinking. It doesn't say the only requirement is a desire to stop drinking, as long as you're not a man going to the woman's meeting.
Well, what if you have a desire to stop drinking, but you don't identify as an alcoholic?
Well, you can go and sit in the meeting.
We actually had that discussion the other night. We had some
as long
students,
as it's an open meeting.
We had some students in a meeting that were observing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes psychology classes send them out and everything.
Uh-huh.
And we had
it's an open meeting.
We had a member of our group that was like pitching a fit about it, and I'm like, it's an open meeting. I'm like, you, and he's like, well, they're not dope fiends. I go, open meeting, you don't have to be a dope fiend. Well, they should share that they're not dope fiends. I go, I don't remember specifically, but I don't think you're required to share anything at any meeting you go to, whether it's closed or open. It's like, you have to share as an alcoholic if you want to share.
You don't even have to say your name. You can just sit there on Wet Brain Row and just sit. You don't have to say a single word.
Yeah.
There's no requirement that you identify yourself at all.
Yeah. He was a little torqued about that.
Really?
Yeah. And it's an open meeting, so, I mean... I'm the secretary of the meeting,
Thursday,
and it didn't
Thursday
occur to me.
Meeting.
Yeah, and it didn't occur to me. We have visitors in that meeting all the time. Yeah.
We've had for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
Oh, yeah.
I think that meeting's
now,
on some
now,
kind
now
of...
How
half
did you,
of our group goes
now, how did you know they were observing?
Give to them.
Huh?
How did you know they were just there observing?
Oh, because I introduced myself, said hi, and
asked.
And they
said, yeah. We're, So they identified themselves to the secretary of the meeting that... When I was secretary of that meeting, a group came in, and they actually asked somebody... Who's in charge?
Yeah, this was just two.
I said God. Four other people pointed at me.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Don't know.
I don't know. I think that meeting is on some kind of a list for psychology classes.
Oh, it is,
something.
Absolutely.
Because it's an open meeting.
Because no one's flipping crap about it.
Because we enjoy having them there.
Because their teacher's a freaking coke fiend.
It even says in the directory, the meetings are marked with an O or a C. Open means... All may attend, and closed means only closed to alcoholics.
Right.
Or addicts.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's in any meeting. So,
or a CA meeting.
I don't know. Anyway, we got off the topic. What was the topic?
Meetings.
Oh, 90
meetings,
and 90.
Meetings, 90 and 90. So, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. So.
We're still on the fringe. We're hanging on. Fingernails are getting sore.
Yeah, I'm kind of along the lines as well. I don't think I've ever told anyone like that I sponsored that they needed to do 90 and 90. I've told lots of guys you should go to as many as you can.
Yeah.
Especially when you're new, because most people, not everyone, but most people when they're new, they got nothing else going on. I mean, like they're like they've maybe lost their job or they're booted from a job and you know, it'll tell you right in most programs, you know, if your whole thing is, oh, I need to get working right away, yeah, you should get a good foundation on your recovery or getting working won't do you any good because you'll just be buying dope.
I like my chances of not going back out right now because I look at my life and I go, when would I have time? How did I fill all that time I used to spend getting loaded?
Yeah.
I've filled it all.
No, yeah. I've overfilled it.
But, you know, how would I, of course, we learned how to make time.
Well, and Shelly, you don't even know how Shelly has filled her time lately. Holy crap.
What?
Angry Birds.
Oh, please. I just learned how to play day before yesterday.
And that's all she does now.
No, that is not true.
73 hours a day.
Well, she's injured.
First of all, I can't really do
she
that much.
She probably injured herself playing Angry Birds.
First of all, I can't even bend down to pick anything up off the floor. At least I'm not supposed to,
she
although
have
I did
time,
today.
She's playing Angry Birds.
Angry Bird? Is it like the Tippi Hedren game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it that Connor said? We were like driving back from Eaton, and we were, I don't know, we were, Shelly and I were like bickering about something. Nothing
what
big.
A shock.
We're just like bickering, and suddenly Connor from the back seat goes, what do you say? Is it lost on anyone that there's still a pig alive here?
Yes.
And I'm like, what?
He was playing my Angry Birds on
have
my Kindle.
Have you ever seen Angry Birds?
No.
That it, dude,
why
I don't know who
I?
Created this game, but you slingshot
like,
birds at pigs.
It's like electronic crack.
It's like the weirdest game.
It's electronic crack.
But, you know, it's like the weird, you know, Connor is just like random. I drive in last night after coffee at 12:30. Drive in the driveway, and Connor is standing in the driveway.
Waiting for you.
Why was he standing in the driveway?
I think he was getting ready to go to 7-Eleven. But when I drove in, he's just standing in the driveway. And I'm like, hey, Con. You see your eyes?
Yeah.
They were clear.
How do you know?
What would your
final
words
be on the subject of 90
and 90?
90 and 90. You know, if you don't have anything better to do, sure, go to 90 and 90. But I would rather, I mean, you can say go to 90 meetings in 90 days, but just going to 90 random meetings, what if they're going to all the social butterfly meetings and they're not hearing any program? And they're not hearing any recovery. That doesn't do them any good. I'd rather have, you know, if I'm going to make a suggestion, it's going to be like, you know, why don't you go to some meetings that actually involve recovery, like, you know, a women's meeting and a 12 and 12 or a big book or a, you know, even there are some good speaker meetings where there are some speakers that have time that come and share their experience, strength and hope, something like that. You know, get a couple of those every week and then anything else you go to is okay. But, you know, I think that the important thing, though, is to get into working the steps right away. I'm not so much worried about how many meetings you're going to, as long as when you need to go to a meeting, if you feel like you're going to drink or use or something, then you need to go to a meeting, because at least while you're sitting in the room, you know you're not going to be drinking or using. Unless you're Bruce.
Oh, yeah, because I drink and use in meetings all the time.
You did, back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. What are your final words, Mark?
I don't think it matters how many meetings you go to. I think it matters that you don't drink or use no matter what between them. And, you know, aside from that, it's just, it's really hard to put a number on what's correct. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't tell my sponsees how many meetings to go to. I just tell them it's real important not to get loaded.
Absolutely. When I was sitting here thinking about it, I thought 90 meetings in 90 days. You know what? I've done 90 meetings in 90 days. Right, just recently. You know how?
How?
Because I went to a meeting in a day, and then on another day I went to a meeting, and I might have skipped a couple days, but went on another day to a meeting. And if you add 90 of those together, I did 90 meetings in those 90 days. I don't remember anyone saying in a row. You ever heard that? 90 and 90 in a row?
Really?
I've never
Loophole.
Heard that.
Really?
You know, Bruce, backing into Justification Station.
All aboard! No. I think that's the thing, it doesn't matter as long as you're staying clean and sober.
Yep.
I mean, that's it. It's bottom line. Shelly.
What?
You ever notice how she gets, like, kind of dejected, like, I'm pissed off that you want me to be involved more in the show.
You know what, to be honest, by the time we get to the final words, you asking me questions detracts from my ability to decide what kind of music I want at the end.
Really?
Yes.
Because all you have to do is like pick a song off the top of your head, and then you're done with that part.
I don't
or
usually...
Or a band, even.
Or just a band.
Okay.
But when I'm...
8 days clean.
Well, you that's know. Great, except for I thought maybe we'd get rid of all the other stuff we do before we get to that. All
right.
Like,
so what is it you want now?
Should people go check out our show at the Podomatic Network?
Yes, they should.
Okay.
Then they click like, and then it asks you if you're not already a member.
How would they get to the Podomatic Network?
Recovery101.net.
Sweet.
Then it will, when you go to like the show, you click like on the show, it will ask you, if you're not already a member, it will ask you if you want to become a member. And if you want to help us out with our ratings, which is always helpful, you would say, yes, I want to become a member. And then, when you know, once you become a member, it's free. Once you become a member, you can edit your settings so that you don't get a bunch of spam mail and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's easy, and it only takes a few minutes.
If our rankings get better, we could attract some big time advertisers like the Brick House, guys like that. You could just pull them in and be piece of cake.
Microsoft,
Pepsi, Starbucks, Mark
Monster.
But we have any friends back east?
No,
not anymore. Not after this show.
Well, there's Bruce.
Go to White Mirror.
Rolling
White Mirror.
I caught him right in a drink. Bruce runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can get there by going to our site, recovery101.net. Scroll down, click the link, and it'll take you right to his fine, fine, fine site. You can read his publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, you should have already gotten one.
Yeah, you should.
But if you haven't yet, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need. turnkey operation to bring the 12-step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
I'm almost tempted.
Go for it.
I'm almost tempted.
Go for it.
Get one for the area here. I look at how much advertising's in that.
Lots.
There's a little bit of money involved in that.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure it's turnkey. When he gives it to you, it comes with stories and stuff like that, and you're
yep.
ready to go. there's email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff or like to buy advertising from us, it's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
You sure as hell don't. Shelly.
What?
Who's lead out music by?
I already told you.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Which one?
Perpetrator?
8 days clean, baby. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Thank you.